This is John Thomas. If you've been listening to my podcast, as you should have been, then you know I wrote a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. And yes, I'm very serious. Before we go into the podcast today, I'd like to review things because sometimes people have difficulty grasping exactly why it is that they're overweight or fat or obese. Remember, you did it to yourself. You did it by putting too much food into your mouth. You didn't want to get fat, but it was emotionally more important to you to put the food in your mouth than it was to remain thin. After all, theoretically, you had a choice whether or not to put the food in your mouth or eat it, as you call it. I call it putting food in your mouth because that's really what it is. The food didn't jump into your mouth by itself. You picked it up, you put it in your mouth lots and lots and lots of times, knowing exactly what was going to happen. You knew you were going to make yourself fat or overweight or heavy. You knew you were going to make yourself unhappy by putting all that food in your mouth because you knew you were going to gain weight and become fat. You didn't want to, but you did it. You knew it was going to happen, but you couldn't stop yourself. Remember, there is no such thing as an obesity crisis. People are wrong. What there is, just millions of people putting too much food in their mouth. That's exactly all it is. Let's look at an example you hear about every day. You know, the fast food restaurants now are coming out with sandwiches. I'm not sure you really call them sandwiches. Have 1,000 calories, 1,500 calories, a lot of slices of bacon, cheese, and hamburger. It's hard to even hold it in your hand. It's so big. Lots of people are criticizing, harshly, fast food restaurants because they say they're contributing to the obesity crisis by making these very, very caloric sandwiches. But you know, that's wrong. So why are they doing it? You don't want to know why? They feel the need. People want it. Their customers say, we want that kind of sandwich, and if you don't give it to us, we'll go to somebody else who will. You know, if you don't want or people don't want fast food restaurants to sell 1,000-calorie or 1,500-calorie sandwiches, very simple. Don't buy them, don't eat them, don't put it in your mouth. That would be the end of them. Remember, they're satisfying a need. You see how easy it is to stop a whole what people call obesity problem? People should just stop putting all that food in their mouth. But you know, that's not really going to happen. As you know, since you're listening to this, you know very well there is no chance of that happening. The reason why is really kind of simple, but nobody is able to been focused on it, frankly, except me. That's because to everyone, almost everyone, food is not just food. It's not just nourishment. People are putting food in their mouths, a lot of food, in order to satisfy their emotional needs. Oh, they think, gosh, it just tastes good. I love that taste in my mouth. That taste makes me feel really good. Ah, now they're getting somewhere. Feel really good. Look, it's really simple. Nobody wants to face it. People don't want to say they eat for emotional reasons. I'm not weak. I'm not a wimp. I can do this. I can stop anytime I want, but I love the way it tastes. But it does. It makes you feel happy. When you need, or a person needs, love or affection or to feel happy because they're down, you know what they do? They put food in their mouth. I know everybody else calls it eating, but eating is really putting food in your mouth. You taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it, and that's the end. You have to do it all over again. If you're depressed or anxious or concerned, you know what you're going to do? You're going to take some food and put it in your mouth, and it's going to make you feel better for a short period of time. You know very well that when you're putting all this food in your mouth, you're going to make yourself fat or keep yourself fat. But your emotional need is so strong that you really don't have a choice. You have a compulsion or a need to keep putting all that food in your mouth. Nobody is going to stop being fat by being logical. Everybody knows exactly what to do. Everybody knows if you stop putting all that food in your mouth, you weigh less. They just can't do it. That is why when people tell you, you're going to tell you how to lose weight, give them some money to tell you how to lose weight, it's a bunch of baloney. Losing weight, in quotes, is an incredible waste of time. How many people do you know have really lost weight permanently? I don't know any. Maybe you do. I do know some people who have listened to my podcast and followed it, and they have lost weight. They have permanently lowered their weight. They reduce their weight because they're in control. Remember, your weight is just a symptom. It is the result, the symptom you get when you eat too much food or put too much food in your mouth. You can't make the symptom go away without eliminating the reason that caused all the problem to begin with. Remember, you can't make a symptom go away without eliminating what caused it. What caused it is your emotional need to put food in your mouth. That's the problem. That's the whole problem. If you weigh just for nourishment, you could weigh anything you want, which is where you're going to get to if you stick with me. I don't want any of your money. Let me tell you that over and over. You'll need the money to buy new clothes. You'll need an entirely new wardrobe. You've got to face the fact, and we're going to do it logically and emotionally, that you didn't want to be fat or you didn't want to stay fat, but you're eating now, if you're heavy or overweight or obese, you're eating just enough food to keep you weighing what you weigh. You don't jump up 20 or 30 pounds, and you're not going to go down 20 or 30 pounds. Why? Because you become emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. Oh, you say, John, that's crazy. I hate it. I can't stand it. It's just terrible. I hate weighing what I do. Last week I told you about Alice, who used to weigh 130. Now she weighs 180. She's trying to lose weight. You can't lose weight. Everybody said, oh, you need a support group. You don't need a support group. What they're saying is they're fighting an emotional need, and they want a lot of people to help them. Oh, sure. It's an ultimate waste of time. You can spend as much money as you want. You can spend as much time as you want. If you want to do it, fine. I'm not trying to talk you out of it, but remember the odds. The odds are at least 97% or thereabouts of everybody who goes on any diet, that's any diet, eventually gains the weight back. Those are really lousy odds. So what I'm telling you for free is the first thing you have to do is face the fact that you have an emotional need or emotional needs that you're trying to satisfy with food. You say, okay, John, let's assume you're right. How do I know it, and how do I go about it? I will tell you the first thing you have to do is recognize it. Understand it, not just intellectually, emotionally. I think you can say, okay, John, I agree that I've been putting all that food in my mouth and I really can't stop, and maybe it was for emotional reasons, but now what do I do? I can't even lose 10 pounds. How am I going to weigh 30 or 50 or 100 pounds less? Okay, look, I'm going to teach you how to do it. Very simply, the first thing you have to do is feel your emotional reactions to the food or not having the food. Next time you feel a need to put food in your mouth, I don't care what it is, chocolate cake, candy, anything you want. When you put the food in your mouth, see the feeling you get. I know it may taste good because you choose foods that taste good, but what feeling do you get from it? Does it make you happy? Does it make you comfortable? Does it make you less anxious? Does it make you feel good? Does it relax you to have something in your mouth? That's fine. Whatever it is, there's a reason for it. And your reason is your reason. Somebody else's reason is their reason. Now, if you really want to go further, if you feel a need to put something in your mouth, really, like a piece of chocolate cake, or call it comfort food, or candy, or apple pie, or anything, when you feel the need, don't put it in your mouth. And you will feel a negative emotional reaction. If you do it long enough or deprive yourself long enough, you will feel really, really uncomfortable. You'll get anxious. You'll become irritable. It's not just the hunger. It's not food for nourishment. What it does for you is how it makes you feel. Remember, we're going to make this emotional need go away permanently for good. I'll teach you how. Stick with me. Not a problem, and it's free. But in order to make it go away, first you have to understand it. You have to feel it. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. First thing is when you put food in your mouth, tell yourself what emotional feeling or emotional reaction you get. It'll be something. It's not just going to taste good. How does it make you feel? Because it is that feeling that you get or you stop from having yourself have, like anxiety or depression, that is keeping you fat and overweight or obese. You have to get the feeling for it. Once you get the feeling, we can make it go away. And I promise you that when we finish this, when you finish, and you're comfortable with it, that you will make your emotional need for food that you feel right now is so desperate disappear. And once that disappears, you are a free person. You can eat only the foods you want to eat for nourishment. Your food will not have an emotional reaction to you. It will not give you any joy or happiness. You get joy and happiness from things other than food. You may not understand all that yet, but you will. Stick with me. Remember, get the feeling. See what the feeling is like, because that's your problem. Once you understand the feeling and you can feel it, we will make it go away. This is John Thomas. I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.